You're listening to High Vibe Mindset, where entrepreneurs Aaron Smith, a sports physician assistant, and Melissa Smith, an intuitive eating dietitian and mindset coach, dive into all the juicy details of business, relationships, health, science, and spirituality. Now let's dive in. I'm so excited for this episode because this is one of the topics that is near and dear to my heart that I provide coaching with and that I just absolutely love to talk about. So I wanted to bring it to the podcast. And I have my best friend here, who's also my partner in crime. We are doing a lot of amazing projects together. And today specifically, we want to talk about body image and we want to talk about how to get out of social media comparison, right? Because a lot of us struggle with body image because we're in this comparison mindset. It's a common mindset trap to fall into when we're on social media. And this mindset negatively affects body image in the way that translates into you holding back from showing up and living fully in your personal life or in your professional life or in your business life. And you feel like there's certain things you can't do until you're able to improve your body image. So that's what we want to talk about. How can we actually improve our body image through improving this specific mindset trap? So I'm going to let my friend introduce herself.
Yes, yes. Hello. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to talk about this. My name is Gabby. I'm a professional boudoir photographer and other photographer. I am a yogi. I am the owner of Embodied Art Boudoir, where I help women overcome their doubt and insecurity to see they are already a masterpiece of art through the empowering and confidence boosting photo shoot experience. So I care a lot in the work that I do about boosting people up and helping people see that they are perfect already. And that's why I really love talking about these body image topics and comparison, especially because a lot of times when we're comparing ourselves to others, we're taking the validation outside of ourselves, we're taking our worth outside of ourselves, and we're not appreciating ourselves for who we are. So I'm so excited to talk about this with you today, Melissa. Cannot wait. My first time on the podcast.
Yes. First podcast. Yes. I'm so excited. Long time coming, and definitely hope that we do many more together. And I'm Melissa, dietitian and intuitive eating mindset coach. I'm the co-host here, High Vibe Mindset, helping women ditch diets and unapologetically listen to their intuition so they can stop the restriction, binge, and guilt cycle, and they can finally find food freedom through my intuitive eating mindset framework. And a fun fact, Gabby and I, as you've heard, I mean, we're all about empowering women through radical self-love and body peace, unshakable confidence. She does that through her beautiful photography and that artwork. And I do that through coaching. And we actually have a lot of courses and masterclasses planned together. So we have to talk about that. We're going to share with you guys at the end of this episode a really exciting masterclass that we have coming up. So we'll share that. But let's get into today's topic. We're going to share our top 7 tips to break out of this comparison mindset so that you can improve your body image and strengthen your confidence and up-level your mindset to move forward without all of those roadblocks that are keeping you hiding and hesitating and procrastinating and feeling like you're just not good enough. So let's dive in.
Okay, awesome. I love this, especially because I'm a very practical person. So 7 tips, I'm all about the tips and the actual action that we can take in our lives to make our lives the lives that we want to have.
So the first tip that we have is change your perception to change your experience. So our perception is really important to take notice of because body image, a lot of times we think it's just about how we look. So people have that quick fix solution of, oh, okay, well, if I can change my body, if I can lose weight, if I could do whatever, then I'll finally have good body image. But that's not true. That's not the case because body image actually includes our thoughts, feelings, perception, and the physical experience that we have in our body. One example I love sharing, I actually heard this from a fellow eating disorder dietitian, but she shares this example. Pretend you're in a subway and somebody walks in who's 6 inches shorter than you, much smaller than you, and suddenly you feel like a giant next to them. And it's not that your body changed at all. It's just your perception of your body changed. And then another person walks in and they're 6 inches taller than you and they're much bigger than you. So then suddenly you feel smaller in your body, right? It's just the perception, how you're choosing to see and feel and experience your body is changing, but your body is not changing at all. And we can choose how we perceive our body. So all that to say that we create meaning from these experiences that we have, where we really don't always have to create meaning from it, right? So with body image, I like helping to get people out of that negative body image into a neutral zone or to a positive zone is great. We can't always be positive, right? But even if we can be neutral and not just obsessing and constantly thinking about our bodies and comparing our bodies, that helps a lot.
One practical way that you can apply this, how do I actually go about changing my perception so that I can change my experience, is to notice. So when you start noticing yourself, maybe feeling really small next to that tall person or really tall or big next to that small person, just notice that right now you're comparing yourself to somebody else. And just come back to yourself and take a deep breath and just feel how the clothing feels on your skin, or feel the whole breath as it goes into your nose and into your belly and then back out. And just come back into your own experience and realize that other person's experience, it could be theirs and yours is yours. And that's step one, just noticing to like healing your body image.
I love that. Yeah. And, you know, we need to rationalize those thoughts. So same thing if we're comparing ourselves to others standing next to us, or if we just put on a pair of pants that are really tight one day, it doesn't mean that we gained 5 pounds overnight, you know, and that maybe the clothing isn't fitting you comfortably and then you feel like something's wrong with your body. That's not the case, right? So it's putting that into perception too. A lot of women struggle with that. They get upset if their clothes aren't fitting in a way that's comfortable. So it's reminding yourself like, hey, that's not a problem. It's okay. Like, I just need to put on comfortable clothing. I don't need to manipulate my body with the clothes. I just need to find clothes that feel comfortable on me. So let's go to our second tip. This is a big one: curating your social media experience. Do you want to start us off with that? You have such great tips for this.
Yes, I actually love this topic because I'm sure like everyone else here that I have struggled a lot with managing my boundaries with social media and not being too influenced by what I've seen on social media. And I don't know, maybe I'm easily influenced, but I found that curating my social media experience was a really helpful step for me to stop comparing myself to the lives of people I see online. Like I've heard you say before, social media is a highlight reel, and it's true. You're seeing the best 1% of those people's lives. So my big red button tip is something that I did recently, and it was just to remove social media from my phone temporarily. I had to break the habit that I had of just feeling a little bit of boredom or discontent or discomfort in the moment and picking up my phone and checking social media and then getting sucked into all of the accounts on there, all the conversations, all of the other people's opinions and emotions and everything like that. So yeah, that's my biggest tip. That's kind of like the, when you're feeling really sucked in, like you're feeling really dependent on social media and it's hard for you to stop yourself from going to social media. And then there's another level of curating your social media experience, which is when you're actually using social media and you have healthy boundaries with it. So you can unfollow or mute accounts that aren't contributing to the positive inner voice that you want to have, or the peace of mind accounts that whenever you scroll by their content, you feel worse about yourself, just go ahead and unfollow those. By unfollowing and removing those accounts that remind you of negative mindset beliefs or get you in that comparison mode where you start thinking, I can't wear that cute dress, or, you know, my legs will never look like that, or I'll never have a six pack like that. Then just get rid of those people. It's okay. You're not going to hurt their feelings. They're going to be okay. They're not going to take it personally, but you need to do it for your own sake.
Exactly. And if one of those people is someone like in your life that you actually know, you can always mute them. They wouldn't know that you muted them. You just won't be seeing their stuff on your feed anymore. So definitely, I agree with that. I think that's a great tip. And okay, so to add on to this, I would say, you know, you're either spending less time on social media, you're curating, you're unfollowing. The next thing is follow some diverse accounts and get some positive people on your social media. Follow people of all different types of bodies. Follow people with these types of messages that are for body image and body positivity, where the message isn't about changing your body, right? We want to follow people where the message is, let's actually change our mindset. Let's actually have real self-love and embrace ourselves. And that's not to say that your body's not allowed to change. If you're following healthy behaviors, if you're exercising and eating intuitively and whatever, and you happen to lose weight, cool. But if we're trying to intentionally follow weight loss or really change our bodies, it's going to backfire. There's just so much research on that. And the big thing too is you can do all that and you can try to get there, and that does not guarantee that you're going to have any self-confidence, because confidence, true confidence, comes from within. So we'll definitely talk more about that. But following diverse accounts, we have a lot of great accounts that we recommend. And if you sign up for my free intuitive eating 3-day challenge, I actually on day one share so many resources and so many amazing accounts you could follow. So I'll put that in the show notes.
If you have not already done this challenge, you need to do it. It's so packed full of really great content. I did it. And even though I had already been practicing curating my social media experience, I still picked up new tips and like great new accounts to follow and even continued curating it. So I highly recommend it. Everybody should do it.
Yeah. That challenge is to help you start to have a healthy relationship with food. I talk a lot about the principles of intuitive eating, but day one is a little bit of this too, right? It's to help you to get in that good mindset, follow some diverse accounts. And off the top of my head, I would say some good accounts to follow would be Healthy Chick 101, The Nutrition Tea, Body Positive _ Dietitian. Definitely check out that challenge for more. All right. So tip number three, stop making up stories.
Yes, stop making up stories. This is one that actually comes up in life so much, and one that I sometimes have to remind myself and maybe the people in my life around me to stop making up stories. Comparison, like when you're scrolling on social media and you see somebody else's highlight reel and you make up this entire story about what the rest of their life looks like, and you just don't know. You don't really know. You don't know what their life looks like. You don't know what it took for them to get to where they are. You don't know maybe if there is a lot of pain hidden behind that smile. You just don't know. So whenever you kind of judge yourself based on a single photo and a caption, or even a collection of photos and captions in a highlight reel, and you judge yourself against that, you're doing both yourself and that person a disservice. And you're making up an entire story about them that is most likely not true. So my experience of this was not even so much on social media, though this definitely happened on social media with me. But I remember this one time when this whole story that somebody made up hurt both them and me. And it was in like a yoga asana class. And this is a class that I was visiting in. So it wasn't my usual classmates in the class that I practiced often. So somebody I didn't know was next to me. And the instructor instructed a handstand. So I did what my handstand practice was, which was even after 3 or 4 years of practicing handstand, just like kicking up against the wall because I still can't balance like 5 years later. And I have been practicing this for so many years. And the woman next to me is like, "Mom, my handstand's not like hers. And not only did she make herself feel like crap because now she's comparing herself to me and she's saying, "My handstand's not as good," but it made me feel like crap because I feel like my handstand's not that good either. I've been practicing it for so many years and I still can't balance just on my hands. So it made me feel like a fraud and like, oh, I can't believe I've been doing this for so many years and I still don't have it. So when you're making up stories about other people's lives, you're doing everyone a disservice and it's not good for your body image.
100%. And a lot of us do this and I think it's so important. I love that people are sharing more behind the scenes, but still, when you're on social media, you literally are seeing people's like 1%, you know, the highlight reel. You're just seeing the best. Not many people are actually putting their stories out there of how they're failing or how crappy they feel, or they're, you know, late at night, like binge eating or whatever. And that's a big thing too, that we don't see what's behind the scenes with a lot of people that we might think are the ideal look of health. And we just got to bust that. There is no ideal look of health, right? But a lot of people that we've been conditioned throughout our lives to think, okay, that's healthy. I need to aspire to that. And we're not seeing behind the scenes that they are restricting, that they're binging, that they have eating disorders, that they feel miserable, that they're sacrificing so much. So it's so important to not be making up stories and get out of this habit. Catch yourself when you do it. I catch myself all the time with everything. And being a new business owner too, it's reminding myself constantly that no one is an overnight success. People have been developing various skills for years to get to where they are. So even if someone looks like an overnight success, they're not. All right. Tip number four, build your confidence. As we're realizing, right, that maybe we've had a lot of negative self-talk, maybe we've been beating ourselves up and comparing ourselves all the time because we're just on autopilot. And it's just something that maybe we saw other people around us do. And we just developed that habit and we think, okay, yeah, I can't feel really confident about myself. I got to always, with the fitness industry and weight loss industry and everything, we're so conditioned to be like, we're not good enough. We're constantly aspiring to change ourselves. So how do we combat that? Well, let's build our confidence with some self-validation, right? And reframing our thoughts and plugging in more affirmations.
Yes, affirmations are so key. And I have a little challenge for everyone listening. This is something I started doing a few years ago because I was just so tired of always thinking mean things about myself. I was like, I want to be a nice person. Let me think nice things about myself too. So yeah. This is something I started doing a few years ago where, I mean, who else here walks by a mirror and then inspects themselves and then immediately finds a flaw? So I do for sure. So what I started doing because I was tired of taking that perspective of every time I saw my face, I would find a flaw. I was like, I want to be a nice person. This is not a very nice thing to do to myself. So every time I walked by the mirror, I would maybe have that negative thought and then I would just stop and find something positive to say about myself. Like, wow, my hair looks so shiny today. Or I love how this shirt looks on me today. Or my eyebrows look legit. Whatever it is, I would just find one positive thing to say about myself. And this can apply both in the comparison situation when you're scrolling through social media and you land on a photo and immediately this self-critical thought pops into your head. Every time that happens, take a moment to pause. You don't need to judge yourself. You don't need to say, oh, I did it again. You don't need to beat yourself up for it, but just pause and reframe that and say something positive to yourself. Give yourself a compliment. It could be about your appearance. It could be about your personality. It could be about your cooking. It could be about your work. It could be about anything. Just pause and rewrite that thought right there. You're changing your patterns when you do this. And soon, like the more you practice this, the more natural it becomes because it's pretty unnatural in the beginning to compliment yourself when you're so used to beating yourself up, especially when you're comparing yourself to someone else. So that's my tip in terms of how to build your confidence. Is just starting to act confident and just tell yourself what confident people would say. And then eventually you tell it to yourself often enough and it becomes a habit.
Are you looking to elevate your client experience to the next level? Whether you're in the wellness, photography, or mental health worlds, imagine the impact of offering your client a truly unique and memorable gift that supports them on a personal level. Introducing the Custom Affirmation Card Decks by Soleia. Our custom affirmation decks are designed to empower and inspire your clients, leaving a lasting impression that strengthens your professional relationship. So picture this, your own branded affirmation cards beautifully crafted with imagery that reflects your brand's essence. These card decks serve as more than just a gift. They become a daily reminder of your commitment to your clients' well-being and success. Whether you're a life coach, yoga instructor, therapist, or photographer, your custom card deck supports your client's personal growth, even when they're not in a session with you. So why settle for generic gifts like candles or pens when you can create something truly transformational and beautiful? With Soleia's custom affirmation cards, you can tailor every aspect to align with your brand identity and the values that you stand for. And this process is easy for you. We do all the heavy lifting from design to ordering. Simply choose your affirmations, select the imagery, and add your logo and branding elements. We'll take care of the rest, delivering a high-quality, personalized product. Join the ranks of leading wellness, photography, and mental health professionals who are elevating their client experience with custom affirmation card decks from Soleia. Visit our website today at soleia.co/custom to learn more and start creating your own unforgettable client gifts. That's soleia.co/custom. And I'll spell it out for you. soleia.co/custom. Together, let's inspire positivity and empower transformation one affirmation at a time. Yes, I love this. And this is something that my guests have been saying recently too, that they do. It's super powerful and it works. So with this, you're zooming out of focusing on perceived flaws, and you need to start zooming in on, like Abby said, one way to do it is think about what you do like about yourself and just really build that up and pump that up. And one thing I actually did too was after I was pregnant and my body changed and I was really disappointed. I was like, oh my gosh, my boobs changed so much. And I just look in the mirror and just be like, ugh, like, you know, just like, ugh, come on. And I felt that way for a while and just kind of let myself, you know, really see it as a flaw, really like not like the change. And then one day I decided, you know what? I'm going to start speaking positively to that. And I'm going to choose to look in the mirror and say that I'm sexy and mean it and feel good. And I did that enough that I believed it. And actually now when I look in the mirror, I feel good. Like I like how I look now, you know? So it's so powerful. It's just our thoughts, right? If we can choose to believe these negative thoughts, but they're not based in reality. So we need to work on changing that narrative. And that's our next tip. Rewrite your narrative. So work through your own limiting beliefs. Work on thinking about the reality that you want and how you want to feel. You want to feel good, right? You want to feel so confident. You want to feel like you're just living your life with no limits and you're just feeling so good. You're not letting silly things like how your body looks hold you back, right? You're here to do more. You're here to live with a purpose and to connect with people and experience life. So that's what we want to focus on. You can create a life of success and happiness, but you have to remember your why and your purpose, and you have to stay in that passion and that fun, focusing on your values, not focusing on these negative thoughts that are popping into your head. And I know it's hard when we say that because we hear so much negativity around us. And there's so many people out there that are just living like that, just feeling terrible about themselves and their lives, right? So we can easily adopt that. But that's the thing, we got to get out of that autopilot and we got to rewrite the narrative.
I love this tip and I love how you talked about finding your why. And it made me think about how after I found my why, which I mean, that sounds easy, but it took me years of seeking purposefully and digging deep and exploring to figure that out. But once I did find it and I kind of put pen to paper, this is my why. Now that I'm thinking back on the time since then, I don't remember my body holding me back or my body image holding me back or a lack of confidence holding me back, because I knew this is just what I'm supposed to be doing. So like, who am I to say that I'm not good enough to do that if that's what I'm meant to do? So, I love that you brought in the why, because I was like thinking while you're talking that I'm like, yeah, this really hasn't been a barrier since I've had something deeper and more important to focus on than myself. So
yeah,
that's a really great tip.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Take the focus off those worries, right? I think like if we have anxiety and or anything, like if you're struggling with limiting beliefs or you're struggling with confidence or anything, a lot of times it's because we're just really focused on what can go wrong or what we perceive as wrong or feeling like we're not good enough. And we really need to flip that and focus on the big vision and focus on, wow, how many people can I help? Wow, I can live and I can bring so much impact, or I can choose to do this with my time and create a life that I absolutely love waking up to, and just continue to focus on that. Everything else melts away.
Yes. And I think my challenge for this tip is going to help people get started with that process. So my challenge for the tip of rewriting your narrative is to literally rewrite what you believe. So when you find yourself comparing to, you know, somebody on your feed, or you notice self-critical thought or self-judgmental thought, just take out a pen and paper or even your notebook on your phone, like a notepad, even though I don't recommend the phone because then I end up writing a sentence and then not liking that I'm thinking about this and then going to social media. So that's why I use a pen and paper. Yeah. So when you notice yourself in these comparing thoughts or just self-critical thoughts, write down just your thoughts for 5 to 10 minutes. What was the thought? So first acknowledge, what thought did I have? Just write out the thought. No judgment.
judgment. Don't try to change it. Just write it. And then say, where did it come from? Write down where it came from. What triggered it? Was it that you saw a picture and it reminded you of something? Was it that somebody said something to you in passing? You saw somebody that you perceived more attractive in both online or in person, whatever it was. Write down what was the trigger for that thought. And then ask yourself, is this a thought I want to keep? Like, is this a thought I find valuable in my life that I wish to embrace? Like, do I want to believe that I look like shit because I don't look like her? Or that, like, I shouldn't wear shorts because I have cellulite or something like, is that really ask yourself seriously if that thought is making your life any better?
Yeah.
Because likely it's not. If you had that thought and then you thought, where did that come from? And maybe you're reminded of your childhood and maybe it made you feel like crap. And maybe you felt like in a bad mood after that. Like, is that one, like, do you want to keep on believing that? Or do you want to reframe it in favor of a kinder, more compassionate thought? So then your last part of this would be to just in your journal, after you go through this process of discovering where this thought came from, and whether you want to keep it or not, if you decide that you're going to get rid of this thought, which I hope you do, but if you do decide, you can write down what is the new thought you're going to believe in place of this. Just write it down like, okay, I'm going to believe that I'm just as worthy of having fun at the beach, no matter what my body looks like, you know, versus I don't look like her, so I can't go to the beach. So reframe that thought, write down the kinder, more compassionate thought that you want to embrace, that you want to make your new narrative.
Yes, I love that. That is awesome. And our next tip is zooming out on image and zooming in on values. So we talked about this a little bit, but yeah, share a little bit more about this with us.
Yes. And some of my previous tips have been about, you know, say something nice about yourself, give yourself a compliment. But I totally understand that not everyone's at the place where they can just say something nice about their body. If you're in a place where you're really just not liking anything about your body, this tip is for you. This is for you to zoom out on your body. Take the focus away from your body. So when you start comparing yourself physically to somebody else or thinking self-critical thoughts about your body, forget about the body for a while and just think of something else you're proud of. You're not just a stomach. You're not a set of arms. You're not your skin. You are a whole human. You have accomplished things in your life. You've made an impact on other people. You've had wonderful relationships. Like, what else are you proud of in your life? A new promotion, a new outfit, a new car, a new friendship, you know, whatever it is, find something else that has nothing to do with your body to remind yourself of and compliment yourself on that.
I love that. And yes, I think this is so important because a lot of times when we can get sucked into a problem or something that keeps coming up over and over and over again, right? And I've been in this in years where I was obsessed with how I looked and obsessed with dieting, and I've had eating disorder and body checking all the time and just so hyper-focused on my body image, right? And trying to control that. Lots of fears around that. And when we're doing that, we're kind of focusing on that day in and day out, we completely neglect to recognize and realize all of the great things that we have to be grateful for and all the amazing things happening day to day, right? Because we're just focused on that one thing going wrong for us or what we perceive is going wrong, that one negative. So this leads into our next tip of gratitude, because really the underlying emotions, that comparison mindset, if we're on social media and we're always feeling like shit after, if we're in a comparison mode or always feeling like our body's not good enough, some of that can be other emotions we could be experiencing is like jealousy, wanting what someone else has. How can we overcome that? We have to plug in more gratitude. Gratitude leaves no room for jealousy or comparison or not feeling good enough and feeling like we don't have enough. And I think gratitude is such a key way to help us with our body image as well. And having gratitude for our body, because we're so used to seeing our body as wrong and flawed and just like beating ourselves down. And we want to shift the focus. So like our last tip, maybe you shift it completely off of your body and start putting in more gratitude each day to get in a good mindset and reframe and get into a good headspace by having gratitude. Like, what amazing friends do I have in my life? Like, what amazing opportunities have been coming up? Or my kids that I get to play with all the time. So just think of those things that you're grateful for.
Yes. And this one is so key. Like Melissa said, when you are filling your life with gratitude, it doesn't leave room for jealousy. You know, it just, you're so consumed with thinking about how happy that you have what you have that you don't really see as much need to wish for what everyone else has is. So I really like to practice gratitude on a daily basis. And I like to keep a small notebook by my bed and either in the morning right after I wake up or at night right before going to sleep. I just write down today, I'm so grateful for fill in the blank. And it's anything from my friends to being able to hike to, you know, having a really good dessert to whatever it is, just grateful for something. And I was never the kind of person who writes or keeps a journal or anything like that growing up. It's only in the past couple of years, really, that I finally realized how powerful writing stuff down is. So while thinking grateful thoughts throughout the day is amazing and wonderful, I also really recommend just writing down 1, 2, 3 things that you're grateful for every day, because that act of writing, it's an act of permanence. It makes it real. So yeah, that's my tip for number 7 for gratitude.
Love that. Awesome. Well, those were our 7 tips. So definitely recommend you take at least one of these tips with you today and implement it today. Take some action on it. And we gave you guys a lot of different things. You could be busting out your journal and writing and just different key mindset shifts you can be making. So even just replay this, think about it, pick out one of those tips and do that today. And now we have to share with you guys something we're so, so excited for. And if you enjoyed
that, it's going to be great.
Yes. If you enjoyed this episode, if any of this resonated with you and you felt like, yep, I struggle with that, or I totally want to work on this and improve my body image, we have a 3-day free body image and confidence masterclass coming up March 23rd through 25th. So this 3-day masterclass, let me share with you what we're going to be going over. So on day 1, we have how to identify and release your body image mindset blocks. Day 2, cultivating body peace, how to stop the vicious comparison cycle and step into body, mind, soul alignment. Day 3, how to reclaim your power, the body confidence formula for squashing insecurity so that you can go from hiding to shining.
This masterclass is going to be all of the helpful stuff that we've learned in our own journeys towards confidence and towards just living our best lives, just being self-assured, really. And I'm going to be leading some guided meditations, and Melissa will be leading some exercises to help you identify your blocks and tap into your intuition and all this really powerful stuff. So it's not just, you know, an hour of dry theory every day. It's actionable tips. We're going to blow your mind and help you rewire it so that you can be full of confidence.
Yes. So you'll definitely want to register for that. Like I said, it's free, and we're going to put the link in the show notes for you guys.
The link is bit.ly/bodyconfidencemasterclass.
Awesome. So you can go there and sign up, or you can click the link in our show notes and get registered for that. And if you're struggling with that, you could follow me on Instagram, intuitive.eating.mindset. And you can always DM me that you want to sign up for the masterclass, but we cannot wait to see you there. This is live, so you don't want to miss it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. This has been amazing. I cannot wait to be on the podcast again.
Yes, definitely. We're going to have to get a part 2, but thank you guys so much for listening. If you loved this episode, subscribe and stay notified for new episodes every Tuesday. Leave us a review with what you liked or what you want more of. And don't forget, stay high vibe.
Do you know these 3 things are sabotaging your ability to live your high vibe life? First is living in disconnection, which basically means walking around with no awareness of your body, emotions, or values. And second is letting negative self-talk run the show in your brain. That's just gonna make you doubt your potential and stop you from going after your dreams. Finally, It's not having any supportive coping practices or self-care that doesn't take hours or cost tons of money. Because when you're living in chronic stress at home or work, the last thing that feels accessible is a spa day or a meditation retreat.
We have personally struggled with all of these things, and that's why we created the Body Deck. This affirmation card deck has 77 intentionally designed beautiful cards to help you address all three of these high vibe killers in just a couple minutes a day. These affirmations will help you tune into your body and your inner world, practice positive self-talk, and best of all, it's super portable and affordable. For only $33, benefit from the transformative practice of affirmations anywhere you go.
So if you're ready to stop the self-sabotage and start being the highest version of yourself, you'll definitely want to get your hands on the Body Deck affirmation cards. Head over to Soulea.co. That's Soulea.co to get the Body Deck affirmation cards today. You can also find the link in the show notes.